The biggest moments in the games.
Rodgers steps up, looks downfield, got a man in the end zone. The ball is picked off by Richard Sherman in the back of the end zone.
The biggest voices in sports.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get.
The heartbreak.
Signals being called. Here's the snap. High snap. Placement made. Kick end over end to the uprights. And it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
The celebrations.
Rodgers back. Pass rush holds. He's going to throw a bomb down the field for Devontae Adams in a double coverage. It is intercepted by Richard Sherman, who will go down. And the 49ers are going to win the game and win the NFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
And Blitz only on the Bart Winkler Show. Everything else is a ripoff, and you will see cease and desist from our lawyers. It is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025.
We don't really care that much.
All right, well, way to dispel the mystique. In any case, Bulls and Blitz will get you the audio of the day, and that's it. Enjoy. Let's start off here with Ian Rappaport, one of those insiders that Bart hates. He says plenty of teams will be interested in Cooper Kupp. This is courtesy of the NFL Network. And before I play the clip, I'm just going to say, duh.
Should have a really strong market. I mean, you look at the receivers who are out there. There aren't a ton left. You still have Stephon Diggs. Of course, he's recovering from a torn ACL. Sounds like he's doing fine, but still something that happened during the season. So obviously some questions there. Cooper Kupp is an attractive option. I do expect him to land quickly.
Cooper Kupp last year still had a decent year. He started 11 games, 62 catches, 710 yards, if I could read that right. That's about 60 yards a game that he played. He was hurt, though, and he didn't look as good as he once did. Get this. It's a crazy phenomena that happens in sports sometimes. You're like, oh, my God, how are they releasing Cooper Kupp? Because in your head, you're thinking about the year you had him in fantasy and he had 150 catches. Cooper Kupp is not that Cooper Kupp anymore. He's still a serviceable Cooper Kupp. And if guys like, with all due respect, Marquez Valdes-Scantling are getting $6 million in Seattle, there's room for Cooper Kupp to be on an NFL roster. But I think that there's too many that are acting like, oh my God, I can't believe the Rams got him. My initial prediction was that he goes to Pittsburgh. That was before DK Metcalf. Metcalf. I don't know where he's going to go at this point, but he'll probably be signed by tomorrow or Friday, unless he wants to milk it out and consider his options. But he's known he was going to get cut for weeks, maybe longer. So I think there could be a quick resolution to that.
Come on up to New York. Why not? We'll take all of these leftovers. Here is Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god. He is frustrated with how many moves the Bears are making. It's courtesy of the St. Brown podcast. Now, I want to remind everybody, the Lions have won a division two straight years. Maybe three straight. A lot of people have them penciled in to win the North. But the Bears are making moves, and Amon-Ra says, I don't really like that.
Bro, I feel like the Bears have unlimited money. It's crazy. Every time they're just signing new shit for like 40,
boom,
50
million. Boom, boom.
Jonah Jackson, bang. Drew Dahlman, bang. Grady Jarrett, bang. Like, they're just breaking everybody off.
They're trying to get an O-line for Caleb.
They have unlimited money. What the fuck is this?
I mean, their cap space is probably, they probably have a high cap space.
Ben's just making moves left and right. I'm like,
I mean, typically, the teams that make the most moves in free agency have the most holes to fill. And your team, the Lions, doesn't have too many. So they're going to go and sign more guys. I hate to explain the economics of the offseason to a top NFL wide receiver, but I feel like somebody should. Yeah, the Bears are making moves because they have to. They have a rookie quarterback, or at least a guy on a rookie scale, so They've got a little bit more money than you guys who are continually giving Jared Goff money. This is fine. I don't think it's that hard to understand, but, you know, I'll help where needed.
You're doing the Lord's work there. One of the moves that the Bears have been doing is getting Joe Thuney. They got him from the Chiefs, Super Bowl champions, pedigree championship, you know, in his own right. Obviously, he mentioned Grady Jarrett and a couple of other names there, but, you know, really beefing up the offensive line. And head coach Ben Johnson discussed what he was looking for when he was trading for offensive linemen to help protect Caleb Williams.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got. Smart is a word that comes to mind, particularly with the interior players. We need guys that we love to have some versatility to our scheme, some multiplicity, if you will. And so we got a couple guys in the building now that we feel strongly can handle a variety of different concepts and schemes that we might want to employ each and every week.
Yeah, you know what would have been interesting is if when the Bears got Caleb Williams, if maybe they gave him a line first and then tried to give him a bunch of weapons. So now they're doing what they should have done a year ago, just working backwards a little bit. Look, the Bears are better. They have better guys on their offensive line than they did a week ago. So that is good. Are they a playoff team yet? I don't think so. It's going to be up to Caleb. They got to get to a point, and I think with the improved offensive line they're getting there, where there's no excuses for Caleb. He can't be the most sacked whatever. He can't be the most pressured this. He can't be... Is he good? You gave him weapons and you gave him a line. The better you make your team, the more pressure there actually is going to be on Caleb. So we'll see how things turn out next year. But yeah, the Bears are in a better spot. I don't know that Amon-Ra St. Brown needs to be freaking out like he did, but they're in a better spot, certainly.
Yeah, I think the lines will be just fine. All right, last one here. It's got to be some piece of audio for me to ever play something that was on the Will Cain show. But this is exactly what I'm going to do.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm taking shots. You're not the only one that can bash media personalities, all right? Stop me if this sounds familiar. Long career, win a Super Bowl with the Packers, go to the Jets, then go to the Vikings. Brett Favre advocating for Aaron Rodgers to sign with Minnesota.
By all means, sign with them. They got a really good football team. They're loaded at pretty much every position. They made it to the playoffs last year. They got a tremendous fan base, much like the Packers. You know, if you get the opportunity, that's a good place to win.
Hey, Brett Favre, look, he wants Aaron Rodgers to possibly make millions for the Vikings. For more information, Google Brett Favre millions. He's just looking out for the welfare of Vikings fans. For more information, Google Brett Favre welfare. I think you'll find what you're looking for. I don't ever need to hear from Brett Favre again. I like being a Packer fan. You get to love these guys for 15 years and then not.